Hey folks, Future Will here. Just want to apologize for the episode coming out late this week. We had a little snafu where Gary accidentally sent me audio files from a couple weeks ago instead of the new one, and then I procrastinated on the edit so late that I didn't notice until after he'd gone to bed last night. My bad, mostly. That's all excusable, I think. The real deficit of character that is revealed here is that I had the opportunity to simply release the episode with my current audio and Gary's from 2 weeks ago and not say anything about it. And that would have been one of the funnier things I could have ever done in my life. And I didn't do it. We apparently reached the limit on how bad I'm willing to make Guppy. And I think that that is deplorable and cowardly on my part. And I'm going to spend the next week reflecting on it. You have my sincere apologies. Future Will, signing out, chastened and ashamed. Hello and welcome to Everything to Guppy, the podcast where we talk about goddamned everything in The Binding of Isaac. I'm William Hughes, and I'm joined, as always, by a guy who, he loves the Holy Ghost, Gary Butterfield.
I do love the Holy Ghost, especially those holes.
So in hindsight, what I should have said is he's a communion wafer on the move.
Yes, I like that.
Yeah.
Sick.
I didn't pre-plan, even though we had like I had like a lot of time to myself during the setup for this particular record. A lot of will time in the lead up.
Let's do a little one of our famous. We got to slow this down anyway. Let's do one of our famous peeks behind the curtain.
Sure.
For some reason, Discord, which is what we usually record on, you know, Discord, gamers.
Yeah,
Pylons, you know, complete.
Yeah, you've reticulated your splines.
Yeah, that kind of bullshit. You know, every single time it's updating and it's like, try new super swag, and you don't know what it is, and you just close it, but every single time you open it, it tries to do that to you.
Gary, I just realized I've updated Discord maybe more than any other program and never noticed one bit
it's never
of
done
improvement
anything.
For Discord.
I hate it so much. I hate modern technology so much. All of these apps. I know that's like real boomer take, but I'm gonna.
It's. I mean, Gary, it's almost the most boomer take.
I'll take it. It fucking sucks, man. Like I Discord it every single time, and it's always like you can download vampire points or some shit. And I'm like, I don't know what this is.
Gary, those let you fill up your blood bladder.
Okay, I felt the blood
which you
bladder,
can
then
spend
share
on the dark emojis.
Yes, I love to get a dark emoji, the dark moj. But anyway, it stopped recognizing my audio interface.
See, my theory is it's decided it no longer wants to transmit my voice.
Yeah. It doesn't put it into my ears. You can hear me. We could do a very experimental episode. And I can record with Jeremy with it.
Wait, that's the experimental episode? I get cut out of Guppy?
Yeah. Or just we do one where you can't hear me. Hear you the whole time, rather.
Okay, yeah. The first one doesn't sound all that functionally different than everything to Guppy.
But a version where you can't, or I can't hear you is kind of a fun idea where you both just kind of, I don't know, man. We got a lot of monsters to get through. I think this is a good idea.
Yeah, it's like, it is a fun idea.
We got to try the Discord edition at some point, at least for one episode. It doesn't have to be, or one set, one block, when we go to something with blocks again.
Sure.
I got to see what that sounds like. That's great.
Got to see what that sounds like.
Got to hear what that looks like. How are you doing?
I've got a problem, Gary.
Tell me.
Olivia's listening to some new podcast. I don't remember what it's called. But one of the guys has my exact tone. Mm. When you listen to it, when I actually hear his actual voice, he has a different accent than I do.
Okay.
But he's speaking at my exact, like,
cadence?
Notes.
Yeah.
And okay. Also, like, the yelling thing that I do.
Yeah.
And every time I'm like, oh, she's listening to Guppy. Wait, there's a woman's voice on this podcast. I don't
know. That's
do any
not
of those.
Guppy.
That's not Duck Feed.
Whoa. Slow down, Guppy. You don't do that. We had Gwen.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. The most diverse podcast. It's not. I understand that being frustrated. I don't like it when I find another podcaster or YouTuber who has my voice generally. That happens sometimes. And many people told me I sounded like the evil lawyer from Making a Murderer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So apparently that guy talks like me, and I don't care for that either.
Yeah, kind of like a soft Midwestern tone.
Yeah, I like to think I have like a milky Midwest. Like I'm like, you know, like a farmer's son in terms of my voice quality.
Yeah, I could, Gary, I could see you taking that role. You know, yeah. the traveling salesman comes along.
Sure. Sure. The Holy Ghost. I stick my dick in these holies.
So this is a communion wafer salesman?
Yes. Yeah.
Someone has to do it. We've talked about the communion wafer market before.
Yeah, they've all moved online. My dad, who was a milkman, the dairy that he worked for is finally going bankrupt. I found that out.
Gary, I'm so sorry. That must be really hard for you emotionally.
It's real weird. You know, I haven't thought about it in a long time. I was like, that place is still in fucking business? Why?
It seems like a fairly stable industry, I would assume.
It's no. They delivered milk in glass bottles.
Okay.
Was their claim to fame, which seems like a very niche industry to me.
Is it what's the fuck? Olfaber or whatever the fuck what it was?
Oberweis,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to. Oh yeah, I lived near an Oberweis. They have ice cream stores in Chicago. Good ice cream.
Yeah, no longer going bankrupt.
Motherfuck.
Yeah.
Why must everything be taken from me as a white man in America?
Shit, Will. If they're going bankrupt, free ice cream.
Free ice cream.
Let's go to Chicago when they're shutting down those freezers.
I'm lactose intolerant, so I hope there's also a toilet paper factory going out of business.
We're gonna fart our way back home. We're just gonna get in the Mississippi and then just let her rip.
Well, you know, if you go to the
Gulf of Mexico.
If you go up to the counter at the airport and you say, I have to fart really bad, they will knock $50 off your price because it's pushing the plane a little more.
They'll let you on the plane early as well.
Yeah.
You know, just so you can get it nice. You know how like it always already smells a little bit like pre.
Yeah, well, to thank you for your service.
Yes, exactly. You get to go in the third special line that they have. I just flew as we're recording this. Isn't that little divider between the premium plus and the general boarding? That's about 7 feet long. That goes to the same place. Very funny.
It's beautiful. It's a sign of how important class distinction still is in America.
It is. It is very incredible. It is Great Gatsby to me.
My favorite thing is when they overbook the overhead bins, which they always do.
Oh yeah, and, their policy and then of overbooking.
And then they start to get real solicitous. They're like, you know, if you let us check it, we'll let you board right after the first class people.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll be free, which is like, why do you charge for this in the first place? I got strong-armed. They made me do it.
Ooh, that's always rough.
I hated it. And there were fucking at least like 7 bag spaces left in the overhead bins when I got there. And I'm like, what the fuck, man? What are you doing this for? And the baggage was not at the... There's a little thing at the bottom that said, like, you know, baggage claims for this flight this way. Baggage claims for this flight this way. And it was false. It was like Delta to the left, and that one was empty. And I just had to like context clue, find the ones that had my bag. It was fucking stupid. Airplanes, am I right?
Gary, I don't know how to do a comedy show with you for the next 50 minutes of my life now.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was really rough, man.
Yeah, no, it's true. Stories actually happened.
I need to come back and check in. Was the punchline of that story that the baggage claim was the other direction than what they told you?
The punchline, I made it very obvious. Airplanes.
Okay.
Am I right?
But no, like, Gary, that's not a punchline. That's you making fun of the fact that you were doing hack work. That's not actually a punchline, despite most of everything to Guppy. The part of that story... Gary, no, when you started that story, there was a part you thought was interesting, and it turned out to be baggage claim was to the left.
That was a dessert.
That was a
Starlight Mint you get on your way out of the Pizza Hut. The actual punchline was that they made me check my bag, but there was plenty of space.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the joke. Airplanes.
Airplanes.
That's what that was. The back of the plane, too. Sucks.
Gary, I have a problem.
Tell me more.
I'm consuming duck feed content again.
Ah, jeez. Okay.
It's not good for you and I's relationship for me to be a fan of you.
Yeah.
But I finished Baldur's Gate 3, got through the whole thing on co-op on stream amazingly. It literally took, I think, 7 or 8 months.
Congrats.
And so now I can listen to Real Lich Hours, which, like, we don't need to talk about this in depth, but is a very good show. People should listen to it. Fucking whatever. Donate. I don't give two shits. Well, I can't.
Less thank you for that part, but
yeah, I can't be consumed because I talked. I have a lot of podcasts I listen to, and I can't talk to those hosts, right?
No.
And that's correct. That's proper, right?
Yeah.
I have a device I carry that I can just use to annoy you whenever the fuck I want.
Yeah. You can have bones to pick with things I say and then text me about them.
I can make... This is so stupid about modern life. I own a device.
Yeah.
One of the primary purposes of which is to make a device in Gary Butterfield's pocket vibrate.
Yeah. And also just kind of mildly annoy me for like 45 minutes or so.
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
I'm not secret about this. Being corrected on podcast stuff sucks, and you record them so far in advance. There's a lot of like, when you said this, and I said that like 3 months ago.
Sure.
And I feel disconnected from the thought, so I don't feel prepared to defend it or engage with it. That's a thing that happens.
Yeah, because you don't have the rigor to stand behind your words at all times.
That's exactly it. Yeah. It's a moral cowardice.
So Gary, I think I need you to make the show. Real Lich Hours on the Duck Feed Network, premium show. I need you to make it worse.
Okay.
I don't know how much worse it has to be before I stop listening to it because I really like it.
Okay. What if you and I go on Ice Cream Quest?
Mm-hmm.
Would it make the show worse for you if I was continuously farting through the whole thing?
No, because then we end up in like a weird like digital tulpa situation where I will retreat to my smart podcast host friend Gary in my ears to avoid the boorish man I'm flying with who constantly says things like, says it's on the left, actually on the right.
Yeah.
You know, and then farts directly into my mouth.
Airplanes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking, okay.
Your wife's a brave woman. I need to make
it worse than that. Say what?
Your wife's a brave woman.
She's great. She can bring it.
What? What was that?
I don't know. Like, I don't have a monopoly on,
on what? Stop trailing farting. Off.
Farting. I just farting.
Are you suggesting I fart more than you?
No, I'm suggesting that my wife also farts.
Oh, okay.
And can you know, present a proper paint peeler with the best of them.
The Wife Also Farts is a great Hemingway novel.
Yes. Man. Yeah. We were gone for a week. We didn't record for a week.
Yeah, the vibe.
Yeah, the vibe. It happened. And we're recording on off day today. We're recording on the Lord's Day.
Yeah, it's a Sunday. Gary, in the news, you know, this is the guppy maybe perhaps most likely to be recorded during a nuclear strike. So that's exciting.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. Everyone will remember where they were when they heard this guppy. because of the strike. Because I have jury duty tomorrow again. Depending on nuclear strikes.
Yeah.
And stuff.
Gary, I want to talk about that. And hypothetically, a monster this week. I did want to... We were really trying to figure out how to make Real Lich Hours harder for me to listen to. So that annoying you about things.
I didn't realize that you had an idea you wanted to present for that.
No, I was... It sounded like you had an idea.
Oh, no. It was just the fart idea.
Oh, okay.
That was the one I had. Or letting Cole talk more.
Joke. I don't know, Gary. Maybe... Just a little bit of an ethnic accent the whole time.
Sure. Mamma Mia. That sounds good. Mamma Mia, the drow. Oh, that's a spicy loth. Yeah.
No, Gary, I like this more. This doesn't work. I like this a lot.
Yeah. You get the initiative, and then you make it a Thaco, and then you get it a magic item, and you cover it with Parm Reggiano. Mamma Mia, it's a mind flayer. You know? None of that. very Italian.
Sorry, Gary, I went into listening mode. I was enraptured. Yeah. I was just sitting here just like, yeah. This is my favorite show, Real Lich Hours. Happening personally for me?
Yeah, I can't believe what the Dark Age did to those bambinos. I need to learn more Italian words. Whenever I need to make fun of an Italian, which is often, I only have Mamma Mia, pizza things, and bambino.
You got a Parmigiano Reggiano in there.
That is an Italian cheese.
It's pizza associated, but not directly pizza.
That's true. We had an Italian Lyft driver when we were in Milwaukee.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this.
You're not going to believe the ending of this one. He talked about how he was getting 19 cents for the ride, which is ludicrous.
Yeah.
So I tipped him a lot. And then I had to ask Cole how to spell grazie because I wanted to reference his Italian a dude in the little note.
Why?
I don't know. I just wanted him to feel seen.
No, he wanted to... You could have just written, by the way, I noticed you were different from me.
I noticed you were Italian. Pizza, 19 cents is not enough. Here's $5.
Do you know Mario? Question mark send.
Bottoli. There was a Boboli Italian lift.
Do you know Antonio Lafassa? Will she step on my testicles? Yeah.
I have a two-part question. Part one, do you know Antonio Lafassa? I also watched Antonio Lafassa win the Contest of Champions.
Ooh, spoilers.
Food Network thing was there. Well, it was like the semifinals or whatever. But yeah, she beat Jet Tila. It was hot.
I mean, Jet Tila never actually seems like he can cook that well.
It was 2-1 note. Everything was in a fish broth. Like, I was just like, man, you're going to get dragged for this shit, Jet.
You think he'd know, you know, as a contestant in a now defunct cooking show, you gotta mix it up.
You totally got to mix it up. What does the, if we wanted to actually get a monsters done?
Sure.
I feel like we can get through the leap year class today.
So we're not there yet.
No, we're not there yet. This is me being ambitious.
Oh yeah. Very ambitious.
We can certainly get past mushroom though.
The current rate, just FYI, is 16 minutes for no monsters. So
if we keep this up, ooh, baby, we never have to pivot. Yeah.
Can't wait to pivot. We have such a good plan for the pivot. Did we do mobile host and flesh mobile host?
We did Flost. I remember talking about Flost.
I kind of remember that, but also I was listening during the long interregnum before we started recording.
Interregnum?
A serious lacuna.
Wow.
We talked about Hard Host. That got us talking about a man named Cloud Strife. And then it became a fairly long runner about Sephiroth's penis.
Yes, I remember that. And the stats, whether it was gay only or 36%.
Sure.
Or whatever all those things from that website.
Yeah, that was fun on Guppy Slack. I introduced that link because no one had looked it up because the people on Guppy Slack don't listen to the show.
They're not literate, that's why I have Penis of Flost bookmarked.
Okay, we definitely talked about those. Okay, excellent. Yes. I don't think we talked about them for very long relative to how long we talked about.
It's the adolescent clean Jagger and it has ability 0%.
Oh, that's rough.
A little reminder. What does the mushroom do?
It is a... Technically, we could have covered this with the host. It's a host variant.
Yes.
It is a stationary object. It takes more damage when the head is up and less damage when the head is down. So it has the same kind of idea as the host, where it switches between more and less vulnerable states. It's the real pain in the butt with this is that it either shoots in cardinal or diagonal directions.
Yeah. So you shoot in cardinal directions usually. So very tricky. They're also tanky as shit. Part of that is like, obviously you have to hit them when they're up, but you're dodging when they're up. So these guys can be really obnoxious. I find they have a lot of HP. We're kind of moving into a tanky as shit corridor here for a couple of these.
Yeah. And then Gary, who's your favorite Stranger Things character?
Oh, it certainly gotta be,
Robin. Robin's great.
I was trying to remember some Stranger Things character names. I haven't watched it since the first season.
Oh, you haven't met Robin. Robin's played by Maya Hawke. She's a good character.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know Robin. There's six. Is that the name? That's the little psychic girl.
No, sir. Wrong number. Nine? Off by five.
Off by five?
11. She's oh. 11.
Shit. Okay. 11.
Six. Yeah. Yeah, it's just Patrick McGoohan running around with
like ire. And there's Finn Wolfhard. That's one of them.
That's actually his that human name. That's like there's Finn Wolfhard is playing Mike.
Oh, Mike. Okay, there we go. Yeah, I haven't thought about that, but I did remember Hopper, who I always know as Hellboy.
He's America's Hellboy, right?
America's Hellboy, as opposed to the Spaniards' Hellboy.
I hate that Ron Perlman so much. Like Gary, I can't even joke about that. I love Ron Perlman. Why did I say that? Why do I say things on this show that are so fucking lies?
He's real great. He's real good. He's real good. The Hopper, this guy slowly hops around the room. Mm-hmm. Does contact damage. And if he touches fire, he turns into a flaming hopper.
Yeah, it's we'll a surefire way later. To speed things up.
It is, by slowing things down.
I don't think I like Blues Traveler more than most people, but the evidence is not on my side. Oh,
no, you do. Like, there's like absolutely no fucking... Like, I would say, compared to the average person...
Okay.
2X.
Like, are we taking into account, like, people in other countries?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm taking an average, and that includes countries where they've never even heard of Blues Traveler.
Can There's no imagine? Country on this planet where no one's heard of Blues Traveler.
Oh, there are a lot of countries. I bet you that's true.
There's a lot of people in countries, Gary. Someone in every country in the world has heard of Blues Traveler. Absolutely. Blues Traveler was very big in the 1990s.
God, this would be a great, like, if we were God and Satan, this would be a great wager.
Sure. Which one am I in this scenario?
Do you want to bring in the Companions of Xanth to figure this out? Because, like, I think this is like a total split the room. I feel like that's just as likely true as untrue. Like
Gary, can we?
I don't know. There's gotta be some countries where they don't.
Can we do a side bet where we ask people if they got your Companions of Xanth reference? Well, I got it.
As long as I can bet on mostly no.
Which is not Satan and the devil. It's the demon Xanth, and the demon Earth, I think, is the other
demon
one.
Demon Earth and Xanth. That's exactly it. Yeah. The Legend Entertainment. Or is it Westwood? I can't remember. It's one of those.
That's a legend.
Also, yeah, it's a legend. Yeah.
I am maybe the world's biggest fan of Legend Entertainment. So
I like Legend Entertainment a lot, too. Like, that whole series of also ran adventure games are great. I'm really excited for WoF. We're going to do, this is a spoiler. I'm just going to say it because I don't give a shit anymore. We're going to do Toonstruck, which is not good, but is really interesting.
That is a very, I've never played that. I've just like seen bits and pieces from it. Possibly Christopher Lloyd's finest video game.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I would say so. Excited about that. Yeah. I hope Cole doesn't actually get mad if we reveal that kind of thing. It's pretty set in the schedule. I don't think he will.
I hope he does.
It'd be funny. I don't know. I'm immune.
What would he say if he was mad at you?
He would say, I think he would bring it up in a kidding way.
Uh-huh.
He'd be like, so you just threw that out there, huh? And then I would be like, yeah. And then there'd be like, we talk about something else for a little bit. And then it would come back up and he'd be like, well, you know, don't want to do that just in case we have to change things. I thought we weren't doing that. If we are doing it, we should talk about it. But I didn't think we were doing that. I think that's how we would express that anger.
I'm so happy right now, Gary. Thank you for that gift.
I think that is true. So disgusting, Eggy boy. What does Eggy do?
Yeah, that's a reference to my Slack handle.
Yeah.
Eggy is a hopper, and when you... He spawns a little bit creep when he hops, but most importantly, when you kill him. Oh, he's like a big. So the hoppers are. We didn't say the hoppers are headless bodies.
Yeah, kind of like Isaac without a body.
Yeah, this without one is that, but bloated and gray and with webbing around the neck hole.
It looks like icing. It looks like a cinnamon roll.
Oh my god, it does look a little bit like a cinnamon. Gary, you wanna You want a suicide pact on a Cinnabon with me?
Cinnabon? Well, after we do our ice cream tour of Fardopolis.
Yeah.
Which is also a suicide pact of sorts.
Gary, if the bombs do drop, do you want to head to Lloyd Center and get a Cinnabon and an Auntie Anne's?
Yeah. That's a good idea. You know what? Actually, that is a good idea, but I'm going to actually spend it with my wife. I'm sorry. The,
okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, me too, I guess. Yeah, yeah. Me too. Of course. Like, yeah. Obviously, we wouldn't want it. Obviously. We wouldn't want to spend it with each other.
I would love to see what Levi's doing. Like, in terms of people I know and how they might react to that.
I don't know. Cooking a grain.
Yeah. A beautiful grain.
Yeah.
Like a grain of honor.
Some grain I've never heard of because I'm just a fucking plebe.
An ancient grain. Yeah.
God, these grains are so old. Yeah. Oh, fuck. They put it up. They put out the deuce.
Yep. The dropping new quinoa tech.
New quinoa dropped. You see Drake dropped that new quinoa. People are arguing about whether it's AI or not.
Hell yeah. The no, I don't know what that's referencing. The only Drake I know is from the Shadowrun Super Nintendo game.
You suck as a human being.
Gary, no, I'm cool. That's cool. Know,
fair enough. My wife likes me.
You know, that's a very cool reference. I, you know,
I
don't
know
what Drake's songs are. I think one of them, I know he was on Disney Channel.
Nope.
I think that was true of Drake. No?
Nope. Degrassi. He was on Degrassi.
Degrassi. There we go.
Canadian TV. Yeah.
There we go. But that's the extent. And I know the meme, but that's the extent of what I know about Drake. I could not tell you a Drake song.
I was about to say, you do know he's like one of the most successful musicians of all time, right?
Yeah, I know. He's a big deal for sure. Yeah. I've heard of him.
I don't care for his music, but someone has to.
Yeah, I just haven't heard it. Yeah. Might be good. Oh.
Gary, I went to Lloyd Center a couple weeks ago.
Oh, tell me more.
I needed a belt, and I was on a time crunch, and I made the mistake of listening to my wife, who was like, oh, you're going to be over by Lloyd Center. Okay. My wife, having forgotten that Lloyd Center is now situated firmly in the wasteland.
Lloyd Center's really weird now.
It's extraordinary. It's one of the weirdest spaces I've been in my fucking life.
I really like it. Wasteland, I've been in a lot of dead malls. This one has this weird revitalization thing that's happening that's really strange. Like, that's where Floating World Comics, like the biggest indie comic store in Portland is now, is in the mall.
I think the rents got low enough for weird shit to happen.
That's exactly what happened. I'm a pig in shit in that place. I think it's great.
What they don't have anymore is a belt store.
Yeah.
The belt store's all closed.
Yeah, you can't go there. There's not like a Marshalls or anything. There aren't mall stores there.
Yeah,
like,
to be clear, Lloyd Center is the biggest mall in Portland.
Yes, in Portland City, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, there's a couple suburb ones that are big.
Yeah.
Me and my wife go to malls. Like, I like malls.
Well, it's an indoor space where you can walk as much as you want, and they got pretzels.
That's like literally exactly it. You get a walking around coffee, you look at a bunch of stores. It's a nice little bit of functional exercise.
I'm thinking about how bad I would be willing to hurt you to get a pretzel right now. I think I'd make you
bleed.
Where
are you at on that?
I'd make you bleed.
Bleed, huh?
Yeah.
With an implement, or would you be able to do it with your bare hands?
The nails can do a lot of pretzel. Work, Gary.
You're that pretzel? You're that horny for pretz?
I am almost always... There is... Unless we are within a 5-minute window after I have eaten a soft pretzel.
The refractory period.
Yeah. I am always a little bit in the back of my head thinking, oh man, pretzel with cheese sauce.
Yeah. Soft pretzels are great. Super good.
Well, not super pretzels, which are the devil.
I don't think super pretzels are the devil. I'll take a super pretzel as a facsimile.
I won't touch it. I hate a fucking super pretzel.
Wow.
They don't taste right. They don't boil them right.
Are you a Wetzel's or an Auntie Annie's?
I have never really. I'm doing an Auntie Anne's just because whatever reason that's what I see more often. But I do not notice a difference between the two.
Okay, yeah. Same for me. My wife is also a soft pretzel person and strongly prefers Auntie Annie's or Auntie Anne's, and I'm very surprised by that because I'll have a Wetzel's pretzel and it basically feels the same.
I like the nuggets at Auntie Anne's.
Okay. Yeah, those are good. Yeah, good pretzels. I'm glad that you don't have the opportunity to bleed me.
Me too. I'm really glad that my very sedentary lifestyle really limits the amount of harm I'm doing lately.
That and the lock on my door.
I mean, I could kick that down in about a second.
You think so?
Yeah.
I keep mace by my door. I'd pepper spray you.
Do you really?
If you tried to claw me. Yeah, if you tried to claw me.
When did you add that to the equation?
That's been there for a long time. I don't like weapons, but this was the compromise I decided. I don't need to kill anybody who gets into my house, but I will stop somebody.
What? I'm really fascinated by this. When did this happen?
It's been there for like, more than like a year.
A year? What happened a year ago?
Nothing. I just had it for like walking around.
Okay.
And I put it by the door and I was just like, what if something happens? Somebody tries to get in. It's very unlikely, but I'm not going to like shoot a person, but I'll spray them and then, you know, call the police.
I want to acknowledge my privilege here. No one has ever fucked with me on the street because of what I look like.
Yes.
I look like I could be a problem. I wouldn't be.
Yes. Same, you know, but I don't know. Like
did you go to the store for the mace?
I bought it from the internet.
So one night you were, I'm trying to get to the moment of unsafety that produced this purchase where you went. Did you get it from Amazon?
I don't think it was Amazon. I think it was a website, but it was a long time ago. I've had it for longer than I kept it out.
I mean, that might be, you might want to check the expiration on that.
I do need to check the expiration date on that. So I had to check the expiration date on that. Cause then it might just become like a delicious salsa.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't remember. I think it was a specific unsafety moment. I had a thing, you know what it was. So at a certain point I started thinking about Megaquake. Right.
Okay. Yeah. There we go.
We live in Portland. We live in the Pacific Northwest. There's a good chance we all die in a Megaquake.
Sure.
And I got some like prepper shit, like not, you know, the Patriot bucket, not to, like, here's a life supply of scrambled eggs, but I have like a couple little things like that, you know, like a little backpack, a little first aid kit.
I do love a scrambled egg that can also function as the chemical in a chemical toilet.
Yes, very much so. And never the twain shall meet. But yeah, I picked up a couple things like that. I got it during that period because I was like, this might be useful if, like, you know, Megaquake happens and it gets real weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What if Megaquake happens? And then one day you hear Gary, I'm going to kick down the door if you don't let me in. I need a pretzel. Like the
pretzel, please.
The pretzel overlord is making a big promises.
The only thing that stops a bad guy who wants a pretzel is a good guy who doesn't have a pretzel, is what they say.
No one's ever said that. Auntie Anthel is making me a deal.
Yeah.
Real Lich Hours. They just did the Auntie Anthel. I just listened to the Auntie Anthel. Gary, it's so good. You got to stop fucking making it.
I know. I'm glad you like it.
I'm not.
I'm proud of it. It's my baby.
I know. I want to be clear. I'm not glad I'm liking it.
Yes.
I do like
it. As long as I get your sweet, sweet little likes, that's all I care about. They're like little treats you put into my mouth.
Yeah, I know. Self-esteem is a trap. Yeah. Lloyd Center, though, Gary, is...
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I do want to recount this.
Did you try Ross Dress for Less? Because sometimes they have a belt.
Gary, you're ahead of me on the story, and I love it. Okay. Here is the experience of purchasing a belt from the Ross in 2024. Mm-hmm. You must, obviously, the Ross exists on two floors. Lloyd Center operates mostly on two floors.
Yes.
The Ross, like all stores, has barricaded its bottom floor entrance.
Yeah. Yes.
So now you must go to the front end, the upstairs entrance, subject yourself to the attention of the Ross bouncer.
Yes.
Because America's shopkeepers have all had their bows stolen by little miscreants in elf hats, and they're very
upset.
They've
all lost their fucking minds because of Fox News. You have to do that embarrassing, like, here's my receipt thing when you leave Fred Meyer, and they don't even look at it. They just like, meh, you know.
Yeah. And if you've never been in a Ross, it's the lowest. It is basically a post-apocalyptic department store already.
Yes. It's extremely Thunderdome. And that's under the best of times before, like, merchants start going nuts about it. Link, like, it is grotesque. And nothing is put anywhere like it's supposed to be. It feels like a store where somebody hit shuffle mode.
Yeah.
On the interior of the store. Yes.
To that end, they, for I assume also security reasons, or maybe they just didn't want to mop them, they have closed off the staircase.
Okay.
So the only way to get to the bottom floor where menswear is to get in the Ross elevator, which is very slow and weirdly big. So, and then you emerge from it into what is essentially, because the shutter is down, a sealed zone.
Okay, you're locked
in. I am at this point in an instanced Ross.
Okay. Well, I love the stories on Kotaku about the dying Ross MMO.
Yeah.
And the last days of Ross Online.
It is the weirdest retail experience I have ever had. I am down in what is essentially an above ground basement with three other people I am sealed in with an elevator, my only way to leave.
That's incredible. That's
there are no Ross
hazard.
Staffers downstairs because why would there be? There's no one to check out. You can't check out down there.
No. They have you through a choke point. They know that you have to go through them to leave.
I was genuinely like, I was just talking about not ever feeling worried about my safety. I was a little worried about my safety.
Yeah.
I did not have an exit.
Well, they changed the slogan to Ross to sell or be sold.
Yeah.
So it's a lot darker. You know, it used to be Dress for Less, but now it's a lot more intense.
You know? So I got my belt very quickly and then reemerged from the Ross to stand behind people buying Ross candy in the checkout line.
Mm. Did you get a belt?
I did get a belt. It's nice. I had to size down my belt.
Nice. Congrats.
Been working out. I don't know if you noticed. Yeah. Maybe you noticed.
I noticed it from your voice.
Yeah. That might be that guy from that podcast my wife listens to. I hate that.
Yeah, she's been subbing in, that guy.
Oh, when you kill Eggy, a ton of those little swarm spiders pop out. It's more a distraction than a problem, but it's certainly
a problem.
Yeah.
The thing about him is he shows up late. By then you're like mowing through those little spiders, you know, but they can tag you. This is all prelude to talk about what I think is arguably the worst enemy in the game.
Oh, what happens if David Harbour gets a little too turnt?
Yes, and ends up playing
Gary, I don't know what turnt means, and I don't like that I said it.
I don't
like one bit.
Hold on a second. Let's slow down. We're getting through too many monsters. What did turnt in that sentence? Like, I understand you said you don't know what turnt means.
I mean, it means drunk.
What are you going for?
I believe it means drunk.
Okay.
But also, I guess maybe I meant it because it's tainted
was
hopper
it,
we're talking about. I think
lit?
I also meant it like in the sense of like turning
was
like
tight.
No, it's turned.
No, I know. I'm just trying to bait you into using other words. Was he rizzed up?
I can say rizz. Gary, don't act like I can't say. I mean, you know, we like Dungeons and Dragons. We can talk about rizz.
Yeah.
Nobody beats rizz.
Nobody beats rizz. Rizdlin. Tainted Hopper.
Yeah.
I think this is the worst enemy in the game.
I like him. He's got such a fun design and he bounces around.
He does have a fun design and he bounces around.
He's joyful.
He is joyful. I guess so. Worst enemy, you know, hardest enemy, I think. Hardest basic enemy in the game, I think.
Yeah. So this is a hopper that's had another hopper attached to it at the neck.
He has a body for a head.
Yeah.
He looks like a dark hamburger helper. You know?
A what?
Dark Amber Helpler.
Yeah, okay. All right.
The Amber Helpler is. I kind of like it.
Though. I'm making hamburger Helpler for everybody.
I'm helper. I'm Helpler. But this guy shoots out patterns of projectiles that no one else does quickly.
Yeah.
So he jumps
rings that kind of like coruscate out. And he is just so fucking tanky.
And they go 4, 6, 8, 12.
Yeah.
12.
12.
You only run into these guys in the Ascent.
The nerdiest of dozens.
It is a really, really nerdy dozen. Makes me wish I had 12 fingers. You only run into this guy in the Ascent back to home. And he's basically a mini boss. I've lost to him. I've died.
Oh, wow.
On like real edge. Ascent runs, like I barely made it, and I'm trying to unlock shit.
You weren't going to be Dogma on that run anyway, though.
No. I mean, the thing, if you can beat Dogma, like I can basically always beat
the beast, I mean, the game is set up. Dogma. The game is set up to make it fairly easy to win after you beat Dogma, but Dogma certainly is a
Dogma is hard. Yeah, I was not going to beat Dogma. I was basically hoping for like a real savior ass treasure item, or running into a fortune teller machine and farming spirit hearts, which they put a lot of. Fortune teller machines.
Yeah, man. Hope is the thing with feathers.
It is. It is. That's why I like it.
But yeah, this guy's super tanky. He does these little jumps around the room. It's very charming animation.
Yes. Yeah. And it just, it seems like his existence is hell. Like, he unthinking, you know, just has a nervous system, but no brain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something tragic about the tainted hopper.
A kind of, yeah, a tainted beauty. Like, I would love the Vadi video on this one.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll see if I can get him to do it.
Let's commission Vadi to do. Yeah. Let's get Vadi on.
Vadi is a Binding of Isaac fan. Early on, many people forgot this because he erased all the videos, but he did other videos other than Dark Souls.
Oh man, you're really blowing about, up his spot
Binding,
here.
Binding of Isaac that is now deleted. Talking about how it's really good and has deceptively good lore. So,
can we talk a little bit more about Lloyd Center for a second?
Oh, absolutely.
I know we're racing through.
I love talking Lloyd Center.
So obviously I did pass the magic theater, did not go in. Did see who I assume is the guy.
The guy. Did I tell you that guy had his bag and laptop stolen?
Oh no.
From the theater and has turned his entire Facebook experience into hunting down this person who did it. It's pretty wild. He's changed his banner image to the security cam footage, which I think is one of the weirder moves.
That is a very powerful move. But also, would you watch a TV show that's a vigilante who's a magician?
Oh my God. Yes. Even though it would have a dark, because this guy is kind of that. Like, he did go to family court,
hire
a detective to get his son back and stuff. Like, he kind of is a vigilante who is a magician. He fucking sucks.
Yeah, he really sucks. Like,
you do get kind of punished for that kind of thing. But boy, let me tell you, the comments on those posts were not great.
I can see the shape of those in my mind, and it's not an appealing shape.
It's not super good. Like, the conservative magic community in white-ass Portland, Oregon doesn't have a great attitude about shoplifting and what should be done to people who shoplift.
And what kind of people maybe do it.
Oh, exactly. Especially when they have an image, you know, a bias-confirming image that they're...
Yeah. Yeah. So, Gary, other things at the Lloyd Center, there is a...
The fucking arcade? The claw machine?
Oh, I did not go in there. I did not go in there. I think I saw it. I was on a real time crunch on this belt search. I was late to something.
There is a claw machine called, like, Claw Mania. This little tiny room. It is unstaffed.
Uh-huh.
And it just has signage. It's like, you are being watched.
Yeah.
Like tons of security cameras. And it's like the worst claw machine room I've ever seen in my life. Everything's expensive and you have no chance of getting anything. Somebody just set this up and then set up cameras and left, and they're playing fucking Night Trap with it, and that's the extent of the business. It's really strange.
That sounds amazing. There's a lot of amazing stuff at the Bad Lloyd Center Mall. There's some art collective.
Good.
The religious Good art Center collective Mall. Nativity has set up a weird church art exhibit thing.
Yes.
I had to do a lot of Googling to figure out whether that was a weird church or weird Portland art shit, and it's the latter.
Was the Pinball Museum there?
It was.
Yeah. That's
in the old Spencer's, I think?
Yes. That's a rotating space. That was a Halloween museum during Halloween of vintage, like, Halloween decorations and advertisements. It was actually really cool. Like, it was really good. I didn't go through the pinball one because I was also on a time thing last time I was there.
It's really like a mall where the rent has gotten low enough that dumb shit can happen.
It's basically my dream retail space.
Yeah,
like,
there's
get all the chains out of there. Like, I will walk through a Barnes & Noble, but I don't need it, you know, and just have it all be that. And it's kind of like an ideal. I like that more than I like a block, you know, not outdoors, which I appreciate.
For me, the big thing is having the comfort of knowing that if I needed to buy an anime titty mouse pad, from a person instead of just like a faceless online retailer, there's about six different standing kiosks just kind of flea marketed out onto the floor that I could get that need.
That do it. There's like that Tavia.
Okay.
There's two stores that are just like general merchandise.
See, now they're just out on tables. They're out on tables.
Oh, yeah, have both.
Yeah.
You can also buy those inside these other stores though.
There's almost, like, I know that online, obviously, you can commission your own anime titty mouse pads to, like, I'm sure, like, I think Redbubble maybe offers that. We should.
Doom? Yeah.
Gary?
I've got an Edmund McMillan one.
Do you? No. Oh, okay. Gary, we could do that, though, couldn't we?
What if instead
for
of
you
titties,
and me,
our faces were where the tits are, but the rest of it was still, like, an anime woman?
Is it okay?
It just had R2 faces instead of tits that bounced up.
I like that. That's really good. I was imagining our faces, but our mouths are real open, and that's okay. where the bumps are.
I like that too. Like we have convex mouths.
Or it's just us drawn as anime characters. You know, we spend a little bit of money to get us commissioned as anime characters with big, I was going to say with big naturals, but just with ours.
Unnaturals. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could do that.
And sell it to Guppy fans who'd buy it for sure.
Yeah, people would buy it. It fucking sucks.
I know, man. In some ways, our lives are a trap we've constructed for ourselves.
It fucking sucks.
It sucks, man.
In some way, it makes me relate to people like James Rolfe. The angry video game nerd, how that guy's trapped in his brand.
Yeah.
You know, like he basically has to keep doing those or he can't support his children.
Yeah.
And he tries, like, I'm going to make a game. I'm going to make a movie and nobody likes it. He just has to keep going back to this. We're kind of like that.
Gary, we must live with our own cinema sins, you know?
Yeah, 100%. We're the Doug Walkers of podcasting.
I don't want to walk through a Doug. I'd rather walk through a mall.
Me too. I love a mall. That weird high-end Lego store.
Mm-hmm. Very high end,
very expensive high end Legos, and then Floating World. It's a better location than their last location. Like they have way more space, and Floating World is a really great comic store. I really like Lloyd Center. Lloyd Center is sick.
It's great.
It's also by my favorite sushi go round in town.
Oh, which was your
sushi Ohana?
Sushi Ohana
over on Broadway.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the one me and Liv like the best.
Do love a sushi go round. Love doing math while eating.
Yeah. I also like it because attention deficit, like food courts or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
I really appreciate, like, I don't have to decide. I just have to see it.
What's your strategy when you're doing the sushi go round?
So I make strategy.
Strategy. You're a strategically minded man. I like to hear about how you approach problems.
It's not a problem to me. It's just food. And, I don't necessarily have a strategy.
What do you mean it's not a problem? If you don't do the math ahead of time, you spend too much money or you don't get enough fish.
This is going to sound like a weird brag, but I promise it's not.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about this, me and Liv were talking about this as well. My appetite is such that everything is all you can eat, right? So
yeah.
I will never spend more money before I get full or spend too much money before I get full at a sushi place.
Wow.
It just won't happen.
You're
like
so
every
fucking,
meal is all I can eat. Like
Gary, you're so fucking cool.
It's pretty cool having a weird adult appetite. I favor salmon. Salmon nigiri is my extract.
Yeah, but not. I'm not talking about what you like to eat there. I'm talking about how you're.
Yeah,
like you're starting with what color plate are you starting with? Oh God, is that hard for you?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I know
is
they generally
really,
get darker, they're more expensive.
Okay.
That's how I keep it in mind.
I've generally never thought about how conveyor belt sushi is very
ableist.
Against the color plate.
Oh, I've thought about it, and my class action lawsuit against Sushi Ohana is going to give me free sushi for life. But they have to give it to you all at once. It's a lump sum.
Yeah, so that's going to be a really serious freezer situation.
Yeah, it's going to be asking everybody to know if they have a good freezer. I don't really start with anything, but one of the other reasons why I don't end up spending that much money is the really expensive ones are too busy for me.
They're like very busy,
thousand things and like they're piled row on there and stuff. I'm good.
Yeah.
Simple nigiri or like a nice, you know, shrimp thing. And then I also am a fan of when they do like apps, like they'll throw in like a spring roll and I'm like, hey, I know this isn't really true to the experience. I'll have a fucking spring roll. Why not?
I feel like the fucking apps are how they get you, man.
Yeah.
I think like, I don't know. What?
I didn't know.
But like, get me
this.
To like take an extra green plate.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
They're really trying to get all my fucking money at these places, and it drives me nuts.
This one used to be very, very cheap, and now it's much more expensive.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the prices, everything's getting more expensive, but at least it's a little bit worse. So,
well, it's because conveyor belt fuel got more expensive.
Yeah. Well, and because of people coming and stealing conveyor belts.
Oh my
It's really
God.
Because of shoplifters. You know?
And then you like, you're running around Portland and you just see these, these encampments, just everything's moving all the time.
Yeah. They have all of their sushi that they also took, on a conveyor belt just for fun.
I have a very whimsical image in my head of a Portland, like, houseless people encampment where all the tents are just rotating around.
Like, it's
really, for me, it's more power line.
We're doing the thing. Yeah. That'd be great.
Terry, it would be great. Let's make it happen. Let's start a nonprofit.
I mean, I'd want to make some profit off of it.
Gary, very fair. Extremely fair. Gary, let's make a profit.
Yeah, let's make a profit. Let's get some venture capitalist on this. We're revolutionizing the way that encampments look and sound with our conveyor belt boombox experience.
Wait, Gary, can we... I've pivoted to a real bad, like an actual idea that I think would make money because it's evil.
Okay.
What if we made an app for people experiencing houselessness to find the best places to camp?
Boy, that is evil.
It's really evil. I like it because...
You would be selling information. The way you'd make money is you wouldn't charge for the app. People have to put in their information.
Yeah.
Sell that. That's very evil.
And
it wouldn't make money.
I don't know if it would make money on its own, but you could get, if I had pitched this 5 years ago,
okay,
so much fucking venture capital money, like tech money.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I mean, I feel like you can pitch it now. It's just evil. Like, you could, right now,
I know it's evil. We're moving past the fact that it's evil. We're just going to do it.
People in San Francisco, where there are a lot of unhoused people, would give you money for this right now. This is a horrible note for this. I just noticed the time is I gotta go. This episode has to be a little short because I'm quote unquote going to Beetlejuice. And going in just a couple
minutes.
You keep
saying that weird, by the way, and I don't know why.
Give a congresswoman a weird front job.
Oh!
If people like this show, what should they do? I'm being serious. I'm sorry.
Okay, no, absolutely. I am going to make this app and call it the Everything to Guppy app because we never talked about who owns the IP to this show. people can go to Everything to Guppy. I don't know. You've thrown me off here with
your
ripcord pull. Patreon.com/DuckFeedTV to support the network. You can also leave us a rating and a review. Do you have time for a rating or review? Do we need to push through?
Yes, if you can do it quick.
Here's a very sincere one from Autumn M, left on Podcast Addict. Been pretty depressed lately. It's hard, but listening to Guppy makes it easier. Thank you, Will and Gary. This show means a lot to me. That was a 5-star review. Autumn M, I can simultaneously hold in my mind the ideas, I hope things get better, and fuck off for writing a sincere review. That sucks. Fuck off. No bummers.
Plenty of bummers. All bummers.
Yeah, all bummers. Oops, all bummers.
Oops, all bummers. Oops, no non-bummers.
Everyone should get depression. It gives you sympathy for other human beings. Do you want to wrestle with that concept before you go get?
No, no. That'll be what everyone's assignment is to think about for the week. We'll see you in a week.
I don't know if it's true, but it's worth thinking about. I'll see you in a week.